In Psalm 88, David is describing his emotions, his feelings, as he's going through some terrible experience. It's a time of deep grief and suffering in his life, and apparently he's facing imminent death. And in a situation like that, his heart would long for sympathy and encouragement, and yet he's apparently abandoned, even by his dearest loved ones and friends. And so his soul is just devastated, and he cries out to God in his feelings of abandonment. This is, without a doubt, the darkest of all the Psalms, the most pathetic cry. And yet, in spite of all the darkness, he is crying to God. Even then, when he feels utterly forsaken and abandoned, and facing imminent death, the grave, hope apparently is gone, and yet, even then, David clings to some tiny little glimmer of hope, and he cries out to God in his anguish, his despair, his grief. This particular psalm and my rendition of it could be depressing. I don't want to depress anyone with my reading, but it is also a part of reality. I know how David felt, or something close to it. And Jesus knows how David felt, abandoned by all of his friends, those that he loved the most, and facing not just imminent death, but eternal damnation, eternal death. For Jesus bore the sins of the whole world, and his Father hid his face from him. And Jesus sensed it. It broke his heart. It crushed him. So as we listen to this psalm, let's not only think of David, and not only think of our own experiences of grief and heartache. I don't know if you've ever had an experience like this, but if you have, or at least if you can imagine it to a degree, then you can appreciate that Jesus, the Son of God, experienced a grief even heavier than what David expresses here. He experienced it for you, so that you don't have to experience this grief in the fires of hell on Judgment Day. Psalm 88. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength, free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves. Thou hast put mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend, hast thou put far from me, and my acquaintance into darkness.